So the Rebbe says, we also, he had to emphasize the connection between Avos Yisrael and the future redemption. So the Rebbe says, here's what the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says, not only to negate the exile, because the way to negate the exile is by negating the cause of the exile, which the cause of the exile came from the opposite of Avos Yisrael. The Rebbe says, no. Because since we're standing after all our work and efforts throughout the period of Golos, and after completing all 42 travels in the desert of the nations, and we're standing already on the River Jordan, which is the level of Mashiach, Yarden Yerecha, the Jordan of Jericho, which is the level of Mashiach, Yericha is Merech V'Dayin. So we're standing on the threshold of Geulah, so certainly we've already corrected the cause of Golos. That's not the problem. Therefore, the emphasis on Avos Yisrael is as a foretaste and even a beginning of the true and complete redemption, which is connected with the point of unity that transcends all differentiation, all differences, which is emphasized and brought out through the unity of the Jewish people. Mitzad Yechida, which is the fifth level of the Jew, of the soul that's in all Jews equally, which is also the spark of the soul of Mashiach, who's the Yechida HaKlolos. And based on this, we can also add, in the meaning of the Mishnah, now that we're saying that your love of your fellow Jew, your pursuit of peace and your love of your fellow Jew should be already as an expression of the beginning of redemption. It's not to correct the exile, but as the beginning of redemption by revealing the Yechida. So the Rebbe says, so now we can say that this that it says, Oyevus Abrias and Mekarvan La Torah. What does it mean, bring them close to the Torah? What it means is to bring them close to the study of Torah, of the future redemption, the Torah of Torah Chadashim Eititates.